Word. I hope this is also an object and model lesson as well. There is nothing, there is nothing, there is nothing in the world that comes before Shalom Bayit. Domestic tranquility. So we have a lot of minhagim about that. We'll go into them at some other time. Right, like folding your talis right after Shabbos is for Shalom Bayit, the school of Shalom Bayit. I never quite understood why, but you have to do it. So I want to tell you the briefest word in the whole world. Balak is the letters bracha lo klala. Okay, think about that one, but as you're trying to look at the parsha, sometimes instead of going for the depth or the cute or the drash, say look at the simple pshat. I'm trying to figure out, you know, why is Bilam such a rasha? And take a look at how he relates to this aton, to this donkey of his. And he's simply cruel. He's simply a cruel person. And why does the aton manage to see things that he in his prophecy doesn't notice until later? And I always thought a mashal for it. You ever look, a few years back they were popular, these 3D images that you have a picture that looks like all kind of scattered patterns and you let your eyes go a little funny. You know, I once had this, like, you know, there was a picture like this in some special offer and it said, like, if you stare at this picture in the right way, you will see a bouquet of flowers or something, right? So I was doing this at the dinner table, and it said one way of doing it is to hold it close up to your nose and pull it slowly away without changing your focus, and then you see it. So I'm trying this. I hold this picture up to my nose and pulling slowly away. And I'm staring intensely. But at some point I blink, so when you blink you kind of correct focus. And then also was this picture getting further and further and looked like a bunch of odd sticks and stones, I don't know what. My kids, after my second unsuccessful trial looking at this, and I hear one edge of the other, Tati's been reading too much Kabbalah. You know, why is he trying to put the picture up his nose? Why doesn't he just, like, interpret it like he usually does? So they're having a time of their lives. They're fine. Look, I paid for the picture. I'm going to get my experience. And I managed the whole concentration. And then I saw the bouquet. I said, wow! And the kids ran out of the table and they swore they're never going to let me see a picture again. There's sometimes when you take a look from a different perspective, you see it. That's what the aton could do. The aton was not focused the way you think and we think. I think it's a muscle. And was able to see that there was an angel there. And sometimes you have to lose focus to get the picture. So I want to bless you that you should see the big picture. I want to bless you that you have Shabbos that you ease into, ease out of, and you feel the experience of Shabbos, and should be bracha lo klala. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. And part of it is taking the time to be good to your family, because that's the whole game. Shabbos.
When I spoke to Rav Siegel last night, I asked him if he's going to make it today. So he said, I'm working tonight till about 1 a.m. I can't see beyond that right now. I hope I'll make it tomorrow.